And we're back here at the Cabool High School Gym getting ready for our championship game. Folks, it is a packed house. And let me tell you something. You're going to hear some roars out of this gym tonight. And that is because at Norwood, they do something that's kind of unique. They travel with a pep club. And nobody does that anymore. Now, the Thayer High School cheerleaders are here tonight, and they will do their best to compete. But Norwood has got a whole section of the bleachers across the way that is nothing but their pep club, and they make some noise, I am here to tell you. And this place right now is just a sea of green and blue. Norwood and Thayer getting ready to do battle for the Cabool Holiday Tournament Championship. By the way, if you weren't with us earlier, it was Summersville winning the loser's bracket title game tonight. Gainesville won the consolation trophy with a 75-45 win over Plato. And it was Alton winning the third-place game easily, 69-36, the win over Mansfield. And here we got Thayer and Norwood for the title. Take a look at our starting lineup. First up for the home team on the scoreboard, the Thayer Bobcats. They'll start with Gage Pitts, Landry Pitts, Jordan Andrews, Dalton Nicholson, and looks like, yeah, it'll be Aiden Burns, the sophomore, getting the start tonight for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats for the Norwood Pirates. Starting lineup, number 11, Justin Chadwell, the senior. Number 20, the all-stater, Garrett DeVault. Number 15, Max McGowan, a senior. Number 22, Gavin McGraw. And Jacob Sinning, wearing number 32. Sinning had 20 points in their win on Tuesday night. He's another really good player. And, folks, there are some good players in this game tonight. Sinning, DeVault, Burns, Andrews, Pitts, and the list goes on. Two undefeated teams playing for a tournament championship. They're about to get being introduced right now. And, again, just a packed house here. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters today. They include the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ackman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Both teams have been introduced. Both teams getting a little word of encouragement from their coaches. Norwood has already taken the floor. Norwood wearing the black uniforms tonight, trimmed in blue with a white outline. And the Thayer Bobcats, of course, being the home team, they are wearing the home white with the green. This place is loud. Let me give you a little bit of that. Wow, this place is loud tonight. This place is rocking. This is going to be fun. It'll be number 11, Justin Chadwell, to jump it up with Keaton Nicholson, and the Thayer Bobcats control the tip. They get it to Gage Pitts. He'll bring it into the front court. Gage shouting instructions to his teammates as he crosses the timeline. Bobcats swing it right side to Burns. Burns has it stolen by DeVault. DeVault drives for the layup. DeVault with a steal. Thayer a little bit lazy with the pass, and the Bobcats run it back down the other way. Cross-court pass going to Jordan Andrews. Down on the baseline now to Nicholson. Nicholson long, out to Andrews for a long three. Are you kidding me? That three brought you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, and he hit that one from way downtown. He might have been in Norwood when he shot that ball. And here comes Norwood. Oh, they fall down with it. McGowan falls down and then gets tied up. The loose ball will belong to the Norwood Pirates. 7:17 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with the early lead, 3-2 over Norwood. Here's DeVault off the inbound. A little shake and bake, top of the key. Bobcats jump out on him. He gets one down inside to Sinning. That's a nice pass. Sinning with the bucket. Norwood back on top by one. Here come the Thayer Bobcats again. Landry Pitts with it. Left side to Andrews. Andrews got it to Burns. Fake the three. Feeds it left side to Pitts for three. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Landry Pitts. Back out to Andrews. Andrews draws a double team. Now dribbles away from it. Puts the ball on the floor, down the left side of the lane, pull up, jumper, off the rim, no. Nicholson had the rebound, had it poked away, and DeVault got it on the run. DeVault up the right side of the lane, takes it all the way down to the baseline, brings it back out front, and the ball poked away by Jordan Andrews. 6:35 to play in the first quarter. Norwood leads it by one over the Thayer Bobcats. They inbound the ball to McGowan. McGowan takes it to the left side of the floor, Bobcats turned him, but they couldn't get the steal. They give it back to DeVault in the corner. DeVault dribbles out front and back to McGowan. McGowan back to DeVault. Everything runs through the All-Stater. Truly one of the great players in our part of the world. He feeds the ball again on the right side to McGowan. McGowan will hand it to Jacob Sinning. Sinning back out front to McGraw. McGraw back to DeVault. 4-3. Norwood with the basketball in the lead, and they like to play a half-court game. They don't want a running gun. Here's DeVault off the screen. Has the ball poked away from behind, but he got it right back. Goes back to Sinning out on top. Leaned it back to DeVault. DeVault trying to lob it inside. Oh, the pass is caught by Chadwell. He goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but a foul going to be whistled on Keaton Nicholson. First foul of the ball game comes about 2 minutes and 10 seconds in. It'll be on Keaton Nicholson of the Fayette Bobcats. Call for the foul on the shot block, and it'll be Justin Chadwell to the free throw line for Norwood. First free throw is up, and no good for the senior. He will shoot another. Bobcats down one here. Chadwell catches it, eyeballs it, and puts the shot up. This time it's good. Chadwell's on the board, his first point. And now Norwood, a little bit of full court pressure, a little 2-2-1. Bobcats in the backcourt. Burns will bring it up. Works it across the timeline against the defender. That is McGraw. Goes to the free throw line. Pull up jumper, short, no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds. It will be Norwood ball off the hands of the Fayette Bobcats. So Fayette open up a little bit tight again, just like last night. Just a little bit tight. Shots are coming up short. Norwood with the basketball. McGowan brings it up into the front court. Gives it off. And penetration into the lane. We're going to get a double dribble. No, we got a foul called on the Fayette Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number 12, Aiden Burns. That'll be the first of the night on Burns. And here's Lane Grimes checking into the game as Keaton Nicholson will come out for Thayer. Nicholson out. Grimes is in. Norwood on the inbound. Got the ball to DeVault. Jumps in the air. Passes it back out front for McGowan. McGowan works it against Burns out between the circles. 5:11 to go in the quarter. Here's DeVault with it again. Goes through the free throw circle. Powers it into the lane. Couldn't get a shot. Leads it back outside for McGraw. McGraw to McGowan. McGowan back to DeVault. He handles the ball most of the time. Here's a long pass down the corner. McGraw for three. That one's off the rim. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Sinning. Sinning on top to DeVault. DeVault behind the back with a dribble down the right side of the lane. Throws one up. It rolls around. No good. Rebound to Jacob Sinning for the putback. And Norwood up by four. 7-3. Fayette Bobcats with it on the other end. Burns will shoot a three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound controlled by Norwood. And Norwood is winning everything on the boards right now. Here's DeVault to the free throw line, trying to dish it down inside. Ball poked away by the defense and out of bounds. That's a good defensive play. Quick hands by Lane Grimes and Landry Pitts. They both got a piece of it. Now Keaton Nicholson, the check back into the game. And Landry Pitts will check out for Thayer. Bobcats trying to find the combination to get them some rebounds here. Norwood inbounds it to DeVault out on the floor. On the right side wing, outside the three-point line. Swings it long cross-court pass over to McGowan. Max McGowan takes it to the top. Will hand it to DeVault. Now on the left side for McGraw. McGraw to the free throw line to Chadwell. And back outside for McGowan. Norwood very deliberate. Here's almost a steal by Thayer. They get the ball back. We're going to get a whistle. And a double dribble going to be called on Gavin McGraw. Substitution for Norwood. Jacob Sinning comes out of the ballgame. And number 33 checks in. That is Noah Drake, a freshman, in for Norwood. There, Bobcats with the ball. Lane Grimes on the left side wing, outside to Pitts. Pitts going through a double team. Gives the ball down on the baseline to Keaton Nicholson. He goes inside. Going to get fouled as he goes up for a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And that's going to be on Garrett DeVault. DeVault, number 20, going to be whistled for his first foul. It's the first foul called in the game against the Norwood Pirates. We're down to 3:39 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats haven't scored in a while. And now they have as Nicholson hits the free throw. Norwood got the first bucket. DeVault, just as you would imagine. Thayer came back down and hit a three to take a lead, and it's been all Norwood since then. And Nicholson hits two free throws, so that ends the run for Norwood. And the Pirates lead it over the Thayer Bobcats 7-5. Bobcats back on the defensive end, sending the defense way out on the floor. DeVault with it for Norwood on the dribble. Burns is on it. Makes a left-hand move into the lane. Shot rattles in and out. No good. Gage Pitts with a rebound. Thayer now with a chance to tie. 3:20 to go. Pitts going into the lane. It's going to get fouled. And two Pirates were there. It'll be either McGowan or Drake. And the foul is on number 15. That is Max McGowan. Team foul number two on the Pirates. Here comes number 10 checking into the ballgame. And number 10, we'll have to find out who that is. We will in a moment. Thayer inbound the ball on the non-shooting foul. They inbound it way out front for Burns. Burns down the left side of the lane. Lays one up with the left hand. No. Bobcat trying to tip out the rebound. It's controlled by Andrews. His shot no good. Another rebound taken by Thayer. Outside to Nicholson. Around to Andrews again. Thayer to Grimes in the corner for three in the lead. It's off the rim. No good. Nicholson rebounds. It goes back up. No, but he's fouled. And will go to the line and shoot two. Number 11, Justin Chadwell. Going to get whistled for the foul there, I believe. Yes, it is. They'll send Keaton Nicholson back to the free throw line. Number 10, by the way, is Peyton McDerris. McDerris in the game now for Norwood. And the first free throw for Nicholson is up and good. So Keaton with 3 points now in the game, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He'll shoot another one, this one for a tie. With 2:56 to go in the first quarter, it is good. And we're tied at 7. Thayer coming all the way back from down 7-3. And have gone on a little 4-0 run of their own thanks to four free throws by Keaton Nicholson. Norwood with the basketball. Out on top is Chadwell. He'll give it up to McDerrick. McDerrick works it down in the left corner. Thought about a shot down there. That is Drake, the freshman. Doesn't take the shot. Feeds it back out to McGraw. Down the left side of the lane. Shoots. Count in a foul. Keaton Nicholson trying to draw the charge. It's going to be called for the block. And that's going to be foul number two on Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul number two on Nicholson. He will check in, and Landry Pitts will check out for Thayer. And the basket is good for number 22, Gavin McGraw. Puts his team back up by two with 2:33 to go in the first quarter. Another free throw is up and good. Back to a three-point lead for Norwood. Pirates make a substitution. Jacob Sinning checks back into the game as McGraw will check out. Again, Norwood with a little full-court pressure. Bobcats break it. Down to Andrews for three. That one's short. Rebound taken by Norwood. And Andrews threw up an air ball. Don't see that very often. Here's DeVault with it out front. Almost lost it on the dribble. Manages to gather it in and get it outside. And he gets it right back at the top of the key. DeVault to the left side of the lane. Gives it to Drake, the freshman, with a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Down by three. Needing a bucket. Andrews to the elbow. Penetrates in the lane. Little running jumpers. No good. As hot as Jordan Andrews was last night, he's cold tonight. Here comes Norwood the other way. Long pass down the floor. And number 10, McDerris, fell down. And the ball went off his hands out of bounds. And I think that's a little bit of that moisture on the floor down there seeping up through. The officials looked at it, kind of wiped it up with their shoes. So Thayer. Norwood missed an opportunity to go up five there with a bucket. Thayer brings it in the front court, got it over to Burns. Burns goes to Andrews at the elbow. Back out to Burns. Now Andrews over to Gage Pitts. Cross court to Burns. Burns fakes the three. Drives in. Baseline jumpers. Good. The big sophomore with his first bucket of the night. Back to a one-point game here, 10-9, with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Norwood working it into the front court. Garrett DeVault hands it off to Sinning. Jacob Sinning, number 32. He is another senior. These are two senior-dominated teams. Right now, McDerris with it. He's it back down to Sinning, driving inside, shoots and scores. Jacob Sinning with six to lead all scorers in the game. Thayer gets it down the other way in a hurry. Here's Burns into the paint. Pull-up jumper's good. Burns down the left baseline. Made a nice move to get wide open for the shot. And it's back to a one-point game again, 12-11. with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Norwood going to hold it for the final shot here. I think Norwood's done what they wanted to do tonight. That is control the pace of the game. Outside with it now, McDerris working away from the defense on the dribble. Hand it to DeVault with 30 seconds to go. DeVault trying to make a move. Bobcats cut him off again. He'll give the ball up to Drake. Noah Drake, just a freshman, playing in a big game out here for the Norwood Pirates. Handles it now near midcourt. 16 seconds to go. Here's the give to McDerris. McDerris with 10 seconds. Oh, and he almost lost it on the dribble. Gets it back. Goes into the lane. Throws it away. Bobcats with it on the break. Jordan Andrews going to the basket. Is going to get fouled. That'll be on Sinning. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. And that'll be foul number one on Jacob Sinning. But that's really all he could do to keep Andrews from going and shooting a layup. Substitution here for Norwood, number 15 back in there, Max McGowan. Fared inbound with 2.1 seconds to go. Andrews looking to bring it in. Or excuse me, pitch to Andrews for three. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 12-11. Norwood leads the Thayer Bobcats by one. We'll be back with your second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Well, we're back after the timeout set for our second quarter. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball down by one as we open the second 8 minutes. Good first quarter. 12-11 our score. Thayer trails Norwood by 1 point. Both teams had leads in the first quarter. Kind of a seesaw battle going on here. Thayer opens up the second quarter with Grimes, Pitts, Andrews, Burns, and Gage Pitts on the floor. Keaton Nicholson, two fouls in the first quarter, is on the Bobcat bench. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to Pitts. Pitts up to Andrews, going hard to the rack, shoots it off the window and scores. Jordan Andrews with his second bucket of the night. Thayer back on top, 13-12. Here comes Norwood with it, got it down in the corner, three-point shot, good! Number 33, Noah Drake hits a three out of the corner for Norwood. Thayer down the other end in a hurry. Got it to Lane Grimes, trying to drive the baseline, bounce pass through the lane, it's going to go out of bounds, it'll be Norwood ball. Grimes tried to bounce pass it down the baseline under the bucket. DeVault got a hold of it. He was falling out of bounds and bounced it off a Bobcat player. So Norwood with a two-point lead and the basketball, 7:25 to go in the first half. McGowan brings it across the timeline for Norwood. Leads it out front to Chadwell. Now over to DeVault. Little head and shoulder fake down to the baseline. Throws up a shot. That's good. If he starts hitting that one, look out. 4 points for DeVault. Thayer coming the other way. Biggest lead of the night, 4 points. Right now, 17-13 for Norwood. Bobcats with the ball. Andrews dumped it out to Gage Pitts. Going to the lane. He traveled with it. Yep, he did. Gage Pitts with the travel. Took one too many steps. And it'll be Norwood ball with a four-point lead. 6:59 to go in the first half. Substitution. And Coach Shane Chadwell using a lot of players in and out. Just about every whistle, somebody's in, somebody's out, keeping fresh legs out there for Norwood. We'll see how that plays out as we get deep into the game. Here goes DeVault trying to lob the ball down inside, descending, got it to it. Shot is blocked by Grimes. Back outside, an air ball by Norwood. It's going to go out of bounds. That was number 20? No, it was number 22 shot that one, Gavin McGraw. So Thayer with the ball back, down by four. Here in the first half, they bounce it to Andrews at the midcourt line. He attacks the basket. Gives it down to Burns. Burns driving the baseline all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Burns with the bucket. He's got six to lead the way for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer back to within two, 17-15, Norwood with the ball. DeVault walks it up the floor, swings it on the left side for McGowan. McGowan to the top of the key, hands it to McGraw. McGraw down the left side, goes all the way to the baseline, brings it back out front, gives to DeVault. Thought about the three, and as it says, stolen. Andrews off on the break. He'll challenge and score the layup. Andrews with a couple of buckets. He's got 7 points now, and Thayer's tied in at 17. 5:53 to go in the first half. Norwood with it. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. We're going to get a whistle and a foul as number 22, McGraw, was going across the lane. Thayer tried to take it away. And on the loose ball, we get a foul on the Bobcats number 10, Landry Pitts. That'll be number one on Landry. Team foul number four on the Bobcats. Both teams have been called for four here in the first half. 5:48 to play in the first half. It'll be Norwood basketball. They'll inbound it down under the bucket. We're tied at 17. Game brought to you tonight in part by Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Some of your Bobcat boosters. Norwood on the inbound will bring it way out front to Jacob Sinning. He'll swing it over to McGowan at the top of the key. McGowan with Lane Grimes jumping out on him. They'll give it up now to McDerris. McDerris out on top, penetrates into the lane, gives it up to Drake. Drake back outside to McGowan. McGowan back to McDerris. And looking to get it back to Drake, and does. Drake, number 33, the freshman. Noah Drake into the lane. His pass is deflected but picked up by Norwood out on the wing. Garrett DeVault not on the floor right now for Norwood. They get the ball down to Drake. Drake's pass in the lane, almost stolen again, but Norwood got it. Another steal, and here we're going to get a foul called. I think this one's going to go on Norwood. Foul on Norwood, number 22. That is Gavin McGowan. That'll be the first on McGowan. Non-shooting foul, just a 15 foul. What an exchange down there. Norwood almost threw it away about three times. Managed to come up with it finally. Bobcats gain control. 5:43 to go in the first half. We're tied at 17. Thayer with the basketball. Gage Pitts handles it against pressure. Gives it to Landry Pitts. Splits a double team and scores the layup. Landry Pitts with an aggressive move to the bucket for his first two. And the Thayer Bobcats are back on top, 19-17. Norwood with it out front. McGowan will hand it off to Drake. Drake. And we're going to get a whistle, a timeout call by Norwood. Norwood taking a timeout with 4:37 to go in the first half. Thayer leads at 19-17 here in the championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, we're back after the timeout. Norwood coach Shane Chadwell called that timeout. Wanted to talk to his troops about what they're doing on the offensive end. They're going to inbound the ball here down under the bucket. 19-17, Thayer with the lead. Norwood with the basketball. Looking to trigger it in. By the way, during the timeout, they got Chadwell back in the game. Here's a long shot out of the corner. Good for Norwood, number 33. That is Noah Drake, the freshman. Thayer coming the other way, down by one. Pitch for three. That one's off the front rim. Rebounded by Burns. Burns, no look, pass inside. Pitch for the shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Norwood. Norwood have fought off that one. Thought the three-pointer by Pitch was going to go in. Then Landry missed one from point blank, and Thayer almost with another steal. McGraw handles it for Norwood. Gives it over to Sinek. Sinek. Out on the drive. Thayer really playing aggressive on the ball. Here's a give to number 15, McGowan. Pull-up jumper good from 12 feet. Norwood back up by three. Thayer with the ball. Andrews fakes the three, moving in the lane, through the double team, and scores. Jordan Andrews starting to heat up. He's got nine. He leads all scorers in the game. Thayer back to within one. 3:40 to go in the first half. Norwood getting a good long rest out there for Garrett DeVault. He is still on the Norwood bench. Norwood. McGraw with it outside. Gives it out there to Drake. Noah Drake is in a pair of threes. The freshman has been huge for Norwood. They're just running a little handoff play, running around the three-point arc here. To the right, to the left. Here's Drake into the lane. Feeds it back outside to McGraw. McGowan. McGowan hounded by Gage Pitts. Pulls up the dribble. Gives it back over to Noah Drake. Drake back to McGowan. McGowan working it to the left side. Still on the dribble. Here the ball is deflected. Loose ball in the backcourt. We're going to get a whistle and a kicked ball. It's going to be called against Thayer. It'll be Norwood basketball. Ball was kicked by the defense. 2:57 to play in the first half. And here's Garrett DeVault back in the game for Norwood. And the freshman, Noah Drake, will sit down after hitting two big threes to put Norwood on top here, 22-21. And McGowan brings the ball into the front court for Norwood. They get it to DeVault. Steps around the defense, dumping it inside to Chadwell. Shoots and scores. First bucket of the night for Chadwell. Thayer down by three again. Here's Andrews. Pull up, jumper in the lane. Off the back rim, no. Rebound. It's going to be a travel on Norwood. Landry Pitts was tied up with Chadwell, and Landry just let go of the ball, and Chadwell fell down. That's a travel. Well, Thayer will inbound it here, down under the bucket. That is Gage Pitts will be the trigger man. I think they're going to wipe up some perspiration on the floor. And they'll give me time to say thanks to some of the folks helping to bring you the game tonight. Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring in Salem. Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer. The Thayer Pizza Inn, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, and the Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats needing a bucket here to stay close. They're down three. They inbound it to Andrews out on the wing. 2:29 to go in the half. Andrews penetrates into the lane, kicks it out to Burns for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Landry Pitt. Going back up. He's going to get fouled by Norwood. And Landry Pitt, will they call it on the floor or on the shot? Fouls on number 15, Max McGowan, will be his second. And it'll be Landry Pitts going to the line to shoot two free throws. 2:21 to go in the first half. I told you all day on the Redbone Show, this one was going to be a barn burner. And so far, it has lived up to the billing. 24-21, these two teams. And we're talking heavyweights in Class 2 and Class 3 are absolutely duking it out here at Kabul. And the first free throw for Landry Pitts is good, the big senior. Now with 3 points for Thayer. Bobcats are led by Jordan Andrews with 9 in the first half. Hayden Burns with 6, 4 for Nicholson, now 3 for Pitts. Second shot by Landry is up, and it's good. He hits them both. And it makes it a one-point game again, 24-23. Norwood with the lead and the ball, 2:19 to go in the first half. McGowan. Slowly bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Hands it to DeVault. DeVault going to the left side. No look pass inside. Stolen by Burns. Burns on the break. Will lay it up over the rim and good. And the Thayer Bobcats are back on top. 25-24. Norwood pushing it the other way. And, oh, ball is going to go off the hands of Thayer. They tried to get it down the court to McGraw. And the ball was poked away by Landry Pitts and out of bounds. It will be Norwood basketball here with a minute 57 to go. First half action. Inbound play goes to DeVault. DeVault working against the defense. Thayer still in that 1-3-1 matchup. DeVault goes to the right side. He'll work against Grimes. Pulls up his dribble. Now going to have to hurry and get rid of it, and he does to Chadwell. Chadwell over to McGowan. McGowan works it out front. Moves to the right side. Back to DeVault. DeVault lobbing it inside. Ball is deflected, and we're going to get a foul. Going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Fouls on number one, Landry Pitts. That'll be number two on Landry. So Nicholson and Pitts each with two fouls for Thayer. That is team foul number five on the Bobcats. Norwood to trigger it in. They do to McGraw. McGraw gives it out. Now the ball stolen by Thayer. Aiden Burns again, and Burns is going to get fouled by McGowan. And Max McGowan, the chief ball handler for Norwood, has picked up his third foul here in the first half, and immediately Coach Chadwell gets him out of there. Number 10 will check in. That is McDerris. Number 10, Peyton McDerris into the ballgame. And that is team foul number 7. That's going to put the Bobcats at the line. It'll be Aiden Burns, the sophomore, with a chance to tie it. Maybe give his team the lead. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. It bounced out. And Norwood maintains a one-point lead with the ball, a minute 22 to go in the first half. Here is McDerrick, brings the ball into the front court, feeds it over to Garrett DeVault. DeVault going down to the baseline on the dribble drive, has the ball poked away, and they're going to get a foul on Gage Pitts. That'll be number one on Gage, and number six, team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Be a non-shooting foul. Norwood will trigger it in down along the baseline under the bucket. A minute 11 to go in the first half. Norwood with a one-point lead. They inbound it to Chadwell. Chadwell gives it out, now down in the corner to Sinning. Sinning, you don't mind him out there working 28 feet away from the bucket. He is a rebounding machine, and you like to keep him away from the glass. Here's Norwood with it, got it down. Three-point try by DeVault on the way. That one is up off the rim, no good. Rebound, vaulted around. Thayer's got it. Here comes Andrews with 49 seconds. Attacks the basket and scores! And the Thayer Bobcats are back on top. 27-24 now. Here's Norwood coming the other way. Pass down inside. Got it to Chadwell for the lay-in. Chadwell with the lay-in. And Norwood back to within one. 27-26. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We're down under 30 seconds to go. And the Bobcats will just hold it for the final shot of the first half. Stay tuned for your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. By the way, I want to say thanks again to some more of your Thayer Bobcats supporters helping bring you the game tonight. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer and FNBC Community Bankers. Thayer with it down to 6 seconds. Andrews draws the double team. Oh, and he loses the ball. Picked up by Norwood. Shot at the buzzer. Good! No, they're going to say no. They waved off the shot. I thought he got it off before the buzzer. And the official says, well, they did give it to him. They did give it to him. One official said no. The other official said yes. So with our score at the half, 28-27. Norwood leads Thayer by one. Again, 28-27, our score at halftime. Thayer down one to the Norwood Pirates here in the championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you look for a new home with a REMAX agent, you get a market expert who can help every step of the way. And to squeeze a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of someone who's had, way too much coffee.
REMAX agents are area experts who know every street, side street, highway, byway, every listing. So you can tell them what you want, and they'll be like, yes. Then show you a bunch, and you'll be like, yes! And bing, bang, boom, you have a home!
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Well, this huge crowd here at the Kabul High School Gym has seen a dandy here in the first half. Our score, 28-27. Thayer Bobcats trail the Norwood Pirates here in the championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And, 28-27 has been exactly what you might think it was going to be. Thayer trailed by one at the end of the first quarter, 12-11. Both teams scored 16 points in the second quarter. And this one might come down to foul trouble. Max McGowan for Norwood has got three in the first half. The only player in real serious foul trouble for Norwood, Chadwell, DeVault, and McGraw, and Sinning all have one apiece. And then the Fayette Bobcats have two players with two, Keaton Nicholson and Landry Pitts. Gage Pitts has one, and Aiden Burns with one. And usually games like this come down to who's got the most players that can play full out, not getting any foul trouble. And for the Fayette Bobcats, they played most of that first half with Keaton Nicholson on the bench, and that's what I think has got to be a little bit encouraging for the Fayette Bobcats. When Keaton was in there, he was dominating. He scored 4 points, had some rebounds, and once he went out of the game, Bobcats got out-rebounded. So he'll start the second half, get back in there, and the 6'5 senior will be a key part of the second half for the Thayer Bobcats. Both teams playing in spurts here tonight. Neither team has led by more than 4 points, and most of the time when one team has led, it's been Norwood. But this has been a good one, folks. Our score, 28-27 at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Pete Sand Halftime Report. I might want to mention 28-27, Norwood leads Thayer at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Pete Sand Halftime Report. We'll be back with your individual stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
We're back here at the Cabool High School Gym. The Cabool Holiday Tournament coming to a close after four great days of basketball. And we're in the championship game, and it is a 28-27 score. Fayette Bobcats trail Norwood by one. Let's look at our individual scoring here on the PCN Halftime Report. For the Norwood Pirates, they're led by Jacob Sinning and the freshman Noah Drake. He had a pair of threes. The only three-pointers that Norwood has scored in the first half, they each have 6 points. Gavin McGraw with three. Garrett DeVault with only four in the first half. There did a great job of not letting him get this shot. Max McGowan with two and five for Justin Chadwell. For the Thayer Bobcats, Jordan Andrews leads the way. He's got 11 in the first half. 8 points for Aiden Burns, four for Keaton Nicholson, and four for Landry Pitts. Thayer Bobcats have not gotten a scoring from Gage Pitts. And the Bobcats open the game not shooting the ball very well tonight. And just like last night, they seem to really be wound kind of tight. Maybe they'll relax a little bit here. Now they got a half under them. That's kind of what happened last night in the game against Alton. It was still pretty close heading into the third quarter. And the Bobcats came out, turned up the heat a little bit defensively. And that actually turned into some easy buckets. Now, I don't know if they can turn over Norwood like they did Alton last night. But I can bet you that they're going to try coming out of the locker room here in the third quarter. Again, 28-27 our score. Thayer down by one at the half. Both teams are making their way back out onto the court. We'll be back with more of your Thayer Pete Sand Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Well, here we go. Set for our second half. It'll be the Norwood Pirates with possession to start the second half. They have a one-point lead here, 28-27, over the Thayer Bobcats. Well, say thanks again to some of your Bobcat sponsors, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Ozarka College, along with the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Here we go. Norwood with the basketball. Both teams back to the starting lineup. McGraw with it. Long pass cross court. From DeVault down to Sinning. Short jumper's up, no good. Rebound tipped up and going to go out of bounds off the hands of Norwood. Chadwell fighting Gage Pitts with it. Chadwell knocked it out. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball here with 7:46 to go. Chance to retake the lead in this championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Bobcats quick up the floor to Burns, who lays it up and in. What a look by Gage Pitts. That's what the senior does so well. That was a beautiful assist. Thayer back on top. Here's Norwood on the other end. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Jordan Andrews. Bobcats off on the run with a one-point lead. Andrews shaking and baking into the lane. Travels. No call. Now they did get it. Yep. Andrews kind of got the ball stuck on his chest, and he took an extra step trying to get rid of it. So Andrews travels. Thayer turns it over with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats up by one, 29-28. Norwood's Garrett DeVault bringing it up out of the backcourt. Aiden Burns meets him at midcourt. DeVault lost it. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to get a turnover. They're going to call it a travel on DeVault. And Thayer will get the ball back up by one. Trying to add to that lead. Gage Pitts, what a beautiful feed up the floor that was. From the top of one key all the way down to the other for the easy layup. Thayer Bobcats working around the perimeter. Andrews. Gives it down the corner to Gage Pitts, driving the baseline. He's going to get cut off, and ball's going to go out of bounds off of Gage Pitts. A lot of contact down there, but the official said apparently go let him play on that one. And here comes Norwood with the ball back. We played over a minute in the third quarter. Norwood hadn't scored yet. Thayer Bobcats with one bucket. Norwood with it out front. DeVault behind the back with a dribble. Into the lane, little running one-hander. Good. That's what he does. And Norwood back up by one, 30-29. Thayer with it. Aiden Burns gives to the trailer. Now on the left side wing for Andrews. Andrews leads all scorers tonight with 11. Pulls up the elbow. Jumper too hard off the rim. No good. Pitts got the rebound. Goes back up and can't score. And a rebound taken by Norwood. Bobcats point blank range. Couldn't get it to go in the hole. And Norwood got it back with a one-point lead. Here's DeVault moving off the screen. Trying to shuffle it inside. Ball stolen. Now DeVault gets it back. He gets tied up, now gets it stolen away again, and Andrews, alone under the bucket, will score and put the Thayer Bobcats back on top. 13 now for Andrews. Thayer back on top by one. All the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Norwood with the basketball. DeVault works it to the right side of the floor. Brings it back around the horn, down the corner to McGraw. Down inside to Sinning. Kicks it back out to DeVault. Couldn't get to three as Burns was right there on it. Now the no-look. Got it down to McGraw. McGraw down to Sinning. This time he turns and shoots it. Good. He is deadly down there. He's got eight. And Norwood back on top by one. This is what high school basketball is all about right here. There, Bobcats with the ball. Burns gets it back out front for Jordan Andrews. Back to Burns, looking at a three. Now steps to the bucket, shoots the running one-hander, and it's good. Aiden Burns picking up his game in the second half. He's got 12 now, and Thayer back on top with 5:11 to go in the third period. Two teams just slugging it out. Here comes Norwood with it. McGowan gives it up to DeVault. DeVault working against Gage Pitts. Takes it to the free throw line. Dumps it inside to Sinning. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. And we're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. And that may be Nicholson. It was either Nicholson or Burns. It was number 12, Burns. That'll be number 2 on Aiden. And it'll put Sinning, Jacob Sinning, at the free throw line for Norwood. Sinning leads Norwood in scoring with 8 points. Make it 9 as he hits the free throw. He led them here on Tuesday night in their win in the quarterfinals. He had 20. Substitution for Norwood as McDerris is back in. Second free throw is no good. So we're tied at 33 with 4:50 to go. In the third quarter, Burns for Thayer off to Nicholson. Back out front for Burns. Down the middle of the lane, running one-hander is short. Rebound gets on the floor. Burns had it. Has it poked away, and we're going to get a foul on Aiden Burns trying to get it back. And that'll be number 3 on Burns, the first Bobcat with 3 in the game. Burns got a little bit out of control there, a little frustration foul. And now Lane Grimes will check into the game, and that's unfortunate because Burns was just beginning to feel it. You can see it. He scored 4 of the Bobcats' 6 points here in the third quarter. He goes to the bench with that third foul. 4.5 minutes to go. Tied at 33. Third period action. Norwood with it. That is McGraw going all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound, Gage Pitts. Gage running the floor. Takes it hard to the bucket. Lays it up too hard. No good. Rebound, Andrews. Back up and in for the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews now with 15 to lead all scorers in the game. Thayer back up by 2 with 4 minutes to go in the third period. Here's DeVault for Norwood. Weaving his way into the lane. Dumping it down inside. Ball stolen. Out to Andrews. He's behind the defense. Hangs in the air and scores. Jordan Andrews with a beautiful feed from Lane Grimes, and Norwood wants a timeout, 37-33. Thayer Bobcats up by 4 with 4 minutes to play in the third. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Well, we're back here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats have opened a 4-point lead over the Norwood Pirates. 37-33. We're at the Kabul Holiday Classic. And this one is a classic. In the championship tonight, Thayer with the 4-point lead over Norwood. And somebody just said to me, defense. And the Thayer Bobcat defense has really been a difference here in the third quarter. Thayer was down by 1 at the half. Norwood with it. They'll bounce it inside to Jacob Sinning. Turn, shoot, blocked by Nicholson. Loose ball picked up by Norwood. Back up they go. Shot no good. Gage Pitts with a rebound. Here comes the Thayer Bobcat's chance to add to the 4-point lead. Got it in the corner to Grimes. Grimes off to Andrews. To Pitts for 3. No. Rebound tipped up and around and controlled by Norwood. Now stolen by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats have got it back. Coach Matt Pitts comes out, holds out 2 hands, says slow it down a little bit. 3:20 to play. In the third quarter, Thayer up by 4 with a basketball. They'll work some clock here. Grimes, Andrews, Pitts, Nicholson, And here's Andrews going into the lane. A little wraparound pass is on the floor, picked up by Nicholson, and then a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Bobcats. 37-33, Thayer up by four. They'll have it inbound. Gage pitch will trigger it for the Thayer Bobcats. Gage having a little discussion down there with the official. One of the things about Gage, a senior, been starting since he was a sophomore, and he talks to everybody. Pitch inbounds it to Grimes. Grimes takes it out to the wing, bats the pitch in the corner. Gage looking over the floor. Gives it down to Andrews for three. It's off the rim. No good. Keaton Nicholson with the rebound, and then he gets fouled by Norwood. Keaton Nicholson got the offensive rebound on the weak side, and the foul's going to be called on number 20, Garrett DeVault. DeVault with his second foul of the game, and he's going to come out here. DeVault coming out of the game, and it looks like he may have injured his hand. Went down. They're looking at it. Looks like he may have jammed the finger or something. Thayer inbounded on the non-shooting foul. They get it into Landry Pitts. Landry driving the baseline. He's going to get fouled by Chadwell. Chadwell trying to draw the charge, and the official says, nope, that's a block. And that'll be foul number two on Justin Chadwell. Team foul number two on Norwood in the second half. We're down to 2:57 to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by four. Got an opportunity here to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat sponsors, including Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, along with Taylor, Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball here with 2:57 to go in the third quarter with a four-point lead. To get it in the corner to Grimes. Grimes out to Landry Pitts. Now on top to Nicholson. He'll give to Andrews. Andrews into the circle. The pitch for three. It's good! Landry Pitts with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And the Thayer Bobcats open a seven-point lead over Norwood here in the third period. Norwood handles it out top. Number 10 just checked in. McDerris almost got tied up. He got rid of it, though. Got it over to McGraw. McGraw, with a left-hand dribble, brings it in the corner, and there's a travel on Drake. The freshman caught it and then took an extra step. And Drake commits the turnover. And now Coach Chadwell going to take McDerris out of the game. He puts McGowan back in. Remember, McGowan playing with three fouls. Thayer now with a seven-point lead, 2:29 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats take their time bringing it into the front court. They'll get into the half-court set. Got it to Andrews. Andrews floats toward the bucket. He's over to Pitts. Gage fakes in the lane. Out to Pitts for three. It's good. Landry's hit two in a row. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 10, and Norwood wants a timeout. 2:17 to play in the third. We'll take a timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey gang, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
About 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats, thanks to consecutive three-point shots by the senior Landry Pitts, has taken a 10-point lead over the Norwood Pirates here. Thayer has outscored Norwood 16-5 in this third quarter. We've still got 2 minutes to go, and they're an explosive type of offense. They got the ball now coming out of the timeout. They get it down inside to Sinning. Kicks it back outside to McGraw. Over to DeVault, who has just checked back in. DeVault spins away from the defense, lays up a one-hander, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Sinning's got it. And Norwood to restart the offense. They take it inside, now back outside to DeVault. DeVault pass down to Sinning. Sinning trying to back down the defender. Nicholson cuts him off. Gives it outside to McGraw. McGraw on the dribble, takes it out to the corner. Brings it back out to DeVault, out on top. Thayer Bobcat defense has been really good. Here's DeVault again in the lane. A little running one-hander is good. 8 points for Garrett DeVault. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. Thayer with the lead and the basketball. A minute 20 to go. Here's Landry Pitts over to Gage Pitts on the right side wing. Out top now to Grimes. They'll swing it around to Andrews. His 3-point shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound, Landry Pitts, and he'll bring it back out front with a minute 8 to go in the third. Bobcats here look like they're going to hold it for the final shot. Landry Pitts is going to hold it, give it over to Gage. He'll hold it out near midcourt. Thayer with an 8-point lead in the ball. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's a give to Andrews over to Lane Grimes, and now Gage Pitts on the left side. Near the sideline. He's just going to stand there and hold it. And Bobcats, they're working the clock here. They're going to hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer, along with the Palace Drug Store in Mammoth Springs. Bobcats, and now Norwood comes out, double-teams Pitts, gives it to Landry Pitts, to Grimes in the corner for three. That one's no good. Landry Pitts with another rebound, kicks it back outside with 22 seconds to go. Jordan Andrews has got it near midcourt. 18 on the clock. Andrews going to work on the defense. Remember, he's being defended by McGowan, who's playing with three fouls. 10 seconds to go now. Andrews looking to get to the basket. Puts up a shot, swings it cross-court to Gage. Three-pointer at the buzzer. It's good! Gage Pitts with a three, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. And that's the end of our third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it by 11. 46-35 over Norwood. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right? Right here.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back and set for our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats have opened an 11-point lead. They outscored Norwood 19-7 in the third quarter. You think these Bobcats can't play defense? They can play defense. And that has been the difference in this one so far tonight. And the Bobcats got better on the boards in the third quarter as well. Actually kind of dominated the boards, especially on the defensive end, not letting Norwood get any second chances. Pirates opened the second half with the fourth quarter with the basketball. McGraw had it. Fell down, maintained his dribble, got it to DeVault. DeVault, boy, he draws the crowd when he's got it for Norwood. Back over to McGraw. McGowan, number 15, McGowan. Handles it out on the floor. And here's the gift to DeVault, has it poked away. McGowan picks it up, bounces it down low to Chadwell. Chadwell travels, no call, shot blocked by Andrew. Thayer off on the run with a loose ball. Gage Pitts takes it all the way down to the baseline, now backs it back out. Gives to Andrews. Jordan swings it over to Gage Pitts. Now in the corner to Landry for three more. That one's off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Chadwell for Norwood. Pirates got an outlet to Sinning, who shoots and scores. And they're going to count the basket and a foul. Gage Pitts going to be called for the foul. That'll be number two on Gage. But boy, you don't like giving up three-point plays. Sinning with the basket now has 11. He leads Norwood, but only his fifth point of the second half. He'll go the free throw line, shoot for the three-point play. 7 minutes and change to go in the game. Norwood back to within nine, trying to make it an eight-point game here, and the free throw is good. Sending with 12, first player for Norwood in double figures. And now Norwood going to put on a little full-court pressure. By the way, they bring McGowan out of the game, and McDerris is back in. And the Bobcats break the press easily. Got it down to Lane Grimes. Grimes challenges the defense. His shot is blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Norwood. Here comes DeVault. No look in the corner. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats avoided one right there. A wide open look at the three for McGraw, and he could hit it. Thayer with it now, taking their time. Since there's an advantage to work a little clock here. Here's Grimes with it. Long cross-court pass is stolen by Norwood. DeVault will drive for the bucket and a foul. They're going to count the basket. Foul's going to be on Gage Pitts. That'll be number three on Gage. And just like that, Norwood back to within six, trying to make it a five-point game. Lane Grimes is out. Aiden Burns is back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Remember, Burns will be playing with three fouls. DeVault with the bucket, by the way, now has 10 points in the game, shooting for his 11th. It is good. And it's a five-point ball game, 46-41. Thayer hasn't scored yet in the fourth quarter. We've played a minute and a half. Aiden Burns with it out front. Gives it over to Gage Pitts. Norwood now double-teaming on the ball. Pitts got it over to Andrews. Bobcats now with a 4-on-1. Andrews pulls up free throw line. Jumper's good. 19 for Andrews. Norwood coming the other way. Quick shot by McGraw. Is up and no good. Rebound. Thayer Bobcats. What a play by Jordan Andrews. Falling out of bounds. He saved it in to Gage Pitts. Thayer up by 7 with the ball. 6 minutes to go. Gage will give it to Andrews. Thayer can work a little bit of clock here. Back on the right side now. Well, they get it down to Nicholson. Wide open under the bucket. He's fouled. And Sinning didn't have any choice but to foul it. Or Nicholson would have had an easy bucket. So Sinning picks up the foul, his second. That'll send Keaton Nicholson to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats with 5:54 to go in the game. Thayer up by 7. Nicholson has scored 4 points tonight. Make it 5 as he hits the free throw. First point of the second half. And more shuffling in and out for Norwood. Number 33, Noah Drake, the freshman who hit a pair of threes in the first half, is back in. Second free throw for Nicholson is good. Nicholson with 6. He is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. And Thayer back up by 9. Norwood with the ball. Folks, this one is far from over here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. DeVault with it for Norwood. Feeds it outside for McDerrick. McDerrick back to DeVault. In the corner for Drake. 3-point shot. No good. Rebound. Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer beginning to dominate the boards now on both ends of the court. Bobcats get it in a half-court set. Landry over to Gage Pitts on the left side wing. Gage working away from the defense on the dribble. Still has it out near midcourt, looking for the outlet. He's going to get fouled, and we get a timeout. Nope, got a timeout call. Timeout on the court, called by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. 5:17 to play in the championship game of the Kabul Tournament. Thayer up by 9 over Norwood. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Big crowd being highly entertained here by this championship game. This has been a dandy. Thayer Bobcats call that timeout. They'll inbound the ball into the backcourt. Thayer with a 9-point lead and a basketball. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the game. Andrews working against the defense, brings it across the timeline, still handles out front, working against the freshman Drake. Takes it to the top of the key, feeds over to Pitts. Pitts now to Burns. Burns floats down to the wing, gives it back to Gage Pitts. Gage bounces it to Landry at the elbow. Landry back out to Gage. He'll back it out near midcourt. Now a little penetration move. No look down to Pitts. He counted it and a foul. Landry Pitts with a beautiful feed from Gage Pitts. Landry now with 12 in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. And he'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Foul is on number 32, Jacob Sinning. And officially they say number 2 on Sinning. I had him for 2 already. 4:51 to play in the game. Landry Pitts trying to add to the Thayer Bobcat 11-point lead. And the free throw is no good. Rebound Chadwell for the Norwood Pirates. So Norwood needs a bucket here. They're down 11. They get it to McGowan. McGowan to DeVault behind the back with a dribble. Dumps it down inside to Chadwell. He shoots no good, but the shot partially blocked and a foul. Going to be whistled on Gage Pitts. Gage got up high to block the shot. But he got him on the arm as he went by. And that is foul number 4 on Gage Pitts. It'll be Chadwell at the line. Justin Chadwell has scored 5 points in the game, all of them in the first half. Free throw is up and rattles in and out. No good. And another try here for Chadwell. Fouled in the act of shooting, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. And the Thayer Bobcats, again, when they get it offensively, probably going to work some clock. Here's the second one. That one's no good. A rebound taken by Landry Pitts, and here come the Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Andrews brings it up out of the backcourt and is going to get fouled immediately when he crosses the timeline. That one's on number 33, Noah Drake. And that'll be number one on the freshman for Norwood. Thayer Bobcats will inbound it on the near side. Non-shooting foul, just the 15th foul. Each team's got five now. Norwood double-teaming on the ball. Landry Pitts with it. Oh, it's stolen by McGowan. He drives for the uncontested layup. McGowan makes it an 8-point game. 9-point game. Thayer with the ball in the backcourt. Long pass up the court to Andrews. Andrews attacks the basket and gets fouled by Chadwell. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That one will be number three on Justin Chadwell. What a scramble. What a pass up the court by Landry Pitts. Got it to Andrews in the open floor. Andrews not shy about attacking the basket with 4 minutes to go. His team up by nine. Trying to put him back up by 10 again with a free throw. First of two, and that one is good. Andrews now with 20 in the game. Leads all scorers by a mile. Norwood's led by Jacob Sinning with 12. Another one on the way for the Bobcats senior guard. It is good. Andrews with 21. And Thayer steals the inbound. Andrews got it to Burns. Bobcats win the ball. Lob pass down to Keaton Nicholson. Fakes. Now shoots. No good. Rebound on the floor. And Sinning got it. That was quite a play by Aiden Burns to steal the inbound pass. And here's Norwood with the ball. DeVault on the right side. Swings it cross court to Drake for three. It's off the rim. No good. And Andrews controls the rebound. Coach Matt Pitts says, let's slow it down a little bit. Gage got it down to Andrews, now to Burns. Burns draws a double team, dumps it off to Landry Pitts, back out to Jordan Andrews, now to Gage Pitts and to Andrews. Andrews, little crossover dribble into the lane, shoots and scores. Andrews goes and gets him some. He's got 23. And the Thayer Bobcats now with a 13-point lead, 3:22 to go in the ballgame. Norwood with it. DeVault up the right side. Oh, it's going to get fouled by Andrews. That was an excuse me. And the foul on Andrews, his first of the game. Team foul number six on the Thayer Bobcats. So both teams start shooting the 1-1 on the next foul. And here comes Norwood off the inbound. McGowan handles it over to Drake. Back to McGowan. Now going to hand it to DeVault. DeVault looking to make a move. Burns has been all over him tonight. Here's a DeVault in the lane, little running one-hander, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Bobcats in a scramble after it, and it's picked up by Norwood, and there's a travel. Yep. McGowan had it. He was down on one knee, and he stood up, and that is a travel. And the Thayer Bobcats will get the ball back here with a 13-point lead, 56-43. Landry Pitts the trigger. Norwood here on the full-court press. Bobcats get it to Pitts. Now cross-court to Landry Pitts. And the Bobcats break the full court pressure. 2:45 to go. Got it out to Gage Pitts. Gage just holds it out there. Now feeds it over to Andrews. Andrews looking to move into the lane. Little scoop shot. Count it and a foul. Basket is good. 25 for Andrews. And he'll draw the foul. He'll go the line for the and one. Foul is on number 15. That is McGowan. That'll be number four on McGowan. And Norwood wants a timeout. Thayer Bobcats are running away with this one, 58-43. They lead it now by 15 with 2.5 minutes to play. We'll be back to the Cabool High School Gym in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, we've got 2:38 to play in the ball game. The Fair Bobcats now a 15-point lead, 58-43, over the Norwood Pirates. Remember, Thayer trailed at the end of a quarter. They trailed at half. They led by 11 at the end of three quarters. They've extended that now to 15 and trying to make it 16 with Jordan Andrews at the free throw line. Andrews with 25 points in the game and make it, missed it. And rebound taken by Sinning for Norwood. Here come the Pirates. They need points. They need a bunch in a hurry. They get the ball out to McGraw. McGraw to Sinning. Back outside to McGraw. Driving the baseline. Going to the bucket. And we're going to get a blocking foul on Keaton Nicholson. Trying to cut him off. That foul on Nicholson will be his third of the ball game. Comes with 2:26 remaining. And going to the free throw line to shoot two. Number 22, Gavin McGraw for Norwood. First free throw is up and good. McGraw with 4 points in the game now. That is his first here in the second half. One field goal and a pair of free throws. And we'll shoot another one. And it is up and no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. And now we got players slipping and falling all over the floor in the water out there. Here's Aiden Burns for Thayer on the other end. Going to the basket and scores. Aiden Burns takes it all the way to the bucket. And now they're going to call a timeout while they're going to wipe the water up off the floor. I mean, two players fell down out there by the elbow. And it was Landry Pitts and somebody for Norwood. They couldn't get up. They were slipping and sliding like they're out there in it looked like a Jell-O wrestling match for a minute there or something. And that's this floor here at Kabul, starting to sweat from all the condensation and the heat in the building, all the humidity. And the officials now happy they got it all cleaned up. We're down to 2:15 to go. Thayer leads it by 16 here in the championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Bobcats going to pick up in that zone defense at the midcourt. DeVault brings it into the timeline, throws a long three, and it's good. DeVault from way downtown. I mean, he was just across half court and he made that one. Thayer breaking the full court pressure, and Andrews is going to be fouled. And that's going to be on McGowan, and that's going to be number 5 on McGowan. He goes over to talk to the official. And the official says, yeah, you fouled it. And McGowan picks up his 5th foul. They haven't posted it yet. And now it is number 15 called for the foul. That's McGowan, and that'll be number 5. It'll send Jordan Andrews to the free throw line. Thayer with a 13-point lead here. And Norwood, McGowan is fouled out. They will bring a sub in, but Coach Chadwell is going to use his full 30 seconds before he does. Gives us time to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters. Good folks like the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Thayer Walmart Store, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. Jordan Andrews shooting the 1-1 for the Thayer Bobcats. First one is up for the senior, and it's good. 26 points on the night for Andrews, 26 of the 61. Thayer with 3 players in double figures tonight. Another one is on the way, and it is good. Andrews with 27, probably a shoe-in for the tournament MVP. I don't get to vote, but that would get my vote. Here, DeVault for 3 for Norwood. He's going to get fouled on the shot. That would be on Aiden Burns, I think. Nope. Called it on Jordan Andrews. DeVault forcing up a 3 with a minute 54 to go, and you're going to see a lot of that right here. He's a great shooter. He hit one from about 35 feet a moment ago, and this free throw is up and good. So DeVault, all of a sudden with 15 points, he has scored 11 of those here in the second half. The senior will shoot another. The All-Stater, understand he is an early signee with Evangel College in Springfield. Shooting 3 free throws here, fouled in the act of shooting. And with a minute 54 to go, it's down to a 13-point game. And Norwood, that's a violation, yep. Violation on Norwood. He tried to bounce it off the front of the rim and then go get it, and that's a violation. The officials called it immediately, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. And what happens when you do that is you step across the line too early, and DeVault stepped across the line before the ball hit the rim. That's almost impossible to pull off. Some people do, but almost impossible. Here's Norwood with a substitution. They're going to get number 33, Drake, back in the ball game. He'll be a designated fouler, I would imagine. As they get the ball, he's a good three-point shooter, the freshman. Thayer inbounds the ball. He got it to Landry Pitts, and Landry's going to get fouled by Garrett DeVault, and that'll be his third. And Landry Pitts will step to the free throw line, trying to add to the Thayer Bobcat 13-point lead. Minute 50 to go in the ball game. Thayer trying to win the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Landry Pitts has scored 12 for Thayer tonight and misses the first free throw. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer got it. Andrews to Pitts, and he's going to get fouled immediately by number 33, Noah Drake. Told you he'll be the designated fouler here, the freshman. And it'll be Gage Pitts going to the free throw line for Thayer. Gage has only hit one shot tonight. That was a three-pointer. He's only taken two or three. He's the floor general out there and does a great job. And, boy, he's had a couple of beautiful assists here tonight. First free throw is up and good. Pitts now with 4 points in the game. Thayer back up by 14 and trying to make it a 15-point game here. Second one is up, and it's good. Pitts hits them both. Thayer up by 14, and Aiden Burns steals the inbound pass. Thayer Bobcats have got it to Nicholson. He lays it up and in over the rim. Nicholson came sprinting back down the floor, and Burns hit it with a pass for the lay-in. Here's DeVault going to fire another three. That one's short off the front of the rim. Thayer got the rebound. Gage Pitts with it. Just holds it in the backcourt. Now the officials are going to call a foul. As he was fouled, and Gage Pitts will go back to the free throw line. He'll shoot the 1-1. Actually, he'll be shooting 2. That was team foul number 10. And Gage Pitts, 5 points in the game, trying to add to the Bobcats 17-point lead. Just like that, a 4-point turnaround on one trip down the floor. Thayer by 17, and more of the folks start to file out of the gym now. Free throw is up by Gage Pitts, and good. Gage now with 6. He'll shoot for number 7 with a minute 22 to go in the ball game. This one is up and good. So Gage now with 7 points, 4 for 4 down the stretch from the free throw line. That's exactly what you want out of your point guard. Here's DeVault for Norwood. Goes all the way in the bucket. Bobcats didn't get in his way. Let him have that one, and Norwood calls a quick timeout. Minute 15 to go. Thayer leads it by 17, 68-51. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
And we're back after the timeout. The Norwood Pirates just scored on a layup by DeVault. Cut the lead back to 17. There, Bobcats will inbound the ball after the timeout. Get it into Gage Pitts. He'll bring it up the floor. Norwood will back it back out. There's a give over to Burns. Burns driving the baseline. Tried for the dunk and missed it. And the loose ball picked up by Nicholson for Thayer. Burns wanted the dunk. He almost got it down. Here he goes back into the lane again. Still handles it on the floor. Looking to work against DeVault. We're down under a minute to go. Thayer Bobcats. We'll swing it over to Gage Pitts. Pitts draws a double team, steps through it, now steps back. Looking to dribble away from it and does. Bounces it off to Burns. Burns to Nicholson for the jam! Nicholson for the jam! He's got double figures. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 19 with 32 seconds to go. Here's Garrett DeVault working his way into the lane. Takes it all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. 20 for DeVault. Thayer Bobcats will inbound it. They'll just take their time bringing it up the floor. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to win the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Jordan Andrews handles it out near midcourt. And Norwood just letting him dribble off the clock. Thayer Bobcats are going to go to 10-0. And they will protect their number one ranking in the state of Missouri in class one or in class three. And there's your final score. 70-53. The Thayer Bobcats with the win in a dandy here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has